WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Back in the WNRN studios with me, it's Scott Miller. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I'm so glad that you're back. I have this really vivid memory of you coming through with the Upside Downside tour, because you were doing the whole Amtrak Crescent thing and touring through that whole line in terms of the train line, which is kind of a cool thing. So you made a stop here in Charlottesville, but you recently kind of resurrected that.
Yeah, I did it again. I've done a number of them, train tours, actually. Once I was able to establish the free tickets with Amtrak, I tried to use them as much as possible, you know. I did the Crescent again, I think last spring, I did the Crescent. I've done the Texas Eagle, which goes from Chicago to Fort Worth. And, of course, the, what's the famous Steve Goodman song? City of New Orleans. Did that one, which doesn't run all the way to Chicago anymore. But, yeah. I still like to do those. You know, somebody else driving. Well, what I like about them.
Indeed. But it was kind of an interesting it's not even, it goes beyond marketing. It's just kind of an interesting way to just, promote music. And you were also promoting Amtrak at the same time.
Right. And an interesting way to see the backyards of America. That's what you get to see on train tracks, everybody's backyards.
Yeah, not the front.
You see how it really is, you know.
Well, the most recent album that you put out instantly a favorite with me, which was called For Crying Out Loud, and it had all sorts of cool guests on there. We're going to play the track that you, one of the tracks you did with Patty Griffin a little bit later on. But, tell me a little bit about, how you're putting these things together now. I mean, it's always interesting to talk about with artists about, what they're doing to put albums out. And you're still on Sugar Hill Records.
No, I left Sugar Hill.
You left Sugar Hill.
That's what's so different about this record. Okay. Is that, right about at 2007, at the end of 2007, all that touring and that was a live album that I put out, Reconstruction, with the Commonwealth, with the band. And just sort of sat back there and was like, where's all my money? And I loved Sugar Hill. I loved being on that record label and everybody there. But for an artist of what I call top of the middle, if you're not selling millions, and I'm not selling just a few records, I'm selling that sort of mid-range, it doesn't make sense to be on a label anymore. And I don't want to bore people with business or anything, but you can do this yourself. And with the internet and everything, you can reach your fans, yourself, and you can keep all that money. So for this latest record, I had a demo of the record, just a guitar vocal demo of it. And so I made handmade 1,000 of those copies, sold those, raised $20,000, which is about what it costs to make a record nowadays. Took that money, made this record, and put it out myself. And now all that is mine, and I own it.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. And you also, got to, well, tell us who your band is now. I mean, it's always kind of, I imagine that it changes from time to time.
Sometimes we change bass players more than anything. There's a guy, Chris Autry, has been playing bass the last couple of years. But otherwise, I've had the same band I've had when we came through in 2004 on that train tour. Sean McWilliams is, his sister was in a band, Fleming and John, I don't know if you're familiar with them or not. But Sean is the drummer, and he drums with Hank III as well. And Jeremy Pennebaker of the Great Pennebakers. And Jeremy's dad is James Pennebaker, and they live in Nashville. And if you look on any country record, you'll see James Pennebaker probably playing pedal steel on it. So those are my guys, and we still tour. And some of this, this will be the first date of this winter tour, which goes all the way till the end of February. And those last few dates in February, if you check the website, are with the band. I'll hook back up with them.
We've got Scott Miller here in the WNRN studios this morning, and he is playing a sold-out show at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall tonight, and then he'll be back in the area on February 3rd playing the Southern, and hopefully you'll come back through several more times over the course of this year, whether you'll be playing Richmond or back in Stanton. I'm so glad that you're able to come back to the WNRN studios. It's always been a pleasure to have you here.
I'm always amazed anybody lets me in front of a microphone, so I really appreciate it. Well, live anyway.
Okay. Well, so you is this portion of the tour with your band or without your band?
This is solo, and this is actually the real tour was supposed to start in Texas. It does start in Texas Tuesday. And this thing that I'm doing in at the Mockingbird is really for my mother. She does a lot of work for the hospice house in Shenandoah, which is over there in Fishersville. And she does a lot of that kind of work. And my brother, she also does work with this camp called Camp Dragonfly, which they do kids with cancer, and they have a camp for them in the summer. And my brother always goes up and works every week. Every summer, he works a week at this camp showing me out. So I came back and was going to do this show as a benefit for the hospice house to try to reclaim a most favored sibling status is what we call it. So it's really for my mom, and I'm hoping that we'll have a good time anyway.
Well, I'm sure it'll be good. I did see your Facebook status, and you were like, "What am I doing? You know, playing in front of my parents."
That's right. They see me play all of like two times my whole career. So,
well, I'm glad you came back so they can see you front and center tonight at Mockingbird Rouge Music Hall. We've got Scott Miller. What are you going to play for us first here?
Oh, I've messed with this town. I figure at this point, here we go. I made a mess of this town. Now every sidewalk crack either knocks me down or breaks somebody's back. And every face I see as I look around says it's time to leave. You made a mess of this town. And a song on my lips, I came and found out how big this town really is. Confusing lovers and confusing friends, and making the same mistakes again and again, till all the guys at the bar, will they stay where they are? And all the girls on the block, well, you know how girls talk. And all the lights on the street, incandescent and mean, 'cause the word got around, oh man, I made a mess of this town. This town. There's people you meet, and then there's people you know. Some keep you on your feet, and some don't let them go. That's why I sit at the bar and I dream of the day that I'll get the means to mean what I say. I'm gonna leave this town in a cloud of dust with a 50-cent lighter and a whiskey buzz. And then there will be a day, baby, when I come back around. And when asked why, I'll say it's 'cause I made a mess of it. To hear it in tune.
WNRN. I got Scott Miller in the WNRN studios this morning, and he's playing a sold-out show at Mockingbird Rouge Music Hall tonight. He will be back in the area February 3rd and playing at the Southern. Well, you don't seem to be a stranger to the idea of a benefit. I see on your website that you're going to be doing a benefit with Jack Ingram and Patty Griffin down in Austin, Texas. So that would be a cool show to be down there.
Well, anything with Patty Griffin is cool, you know.
Well,
and I owe her a favor too. She last February, it was Valentine's Day last year, she and I got to do a show with John Oates of Hall & Oates in Aspen, Colorado. We did a songwriter in the round, which he had called and asked her to do, and she goes, sure, I'll do it as long as you get this guy Scott Miller to come do it too.
Wow.
I got to go to hang out with John Oates and whatnot. Not that I'm a name dropper. Prince Charles told me to never drop names.
Well, it's okay. We're here to do a little bit of name dropping. The other thing that I saw on your website was that something about a kind of a writer's blog or whatnot, and somehow you've ended up on Stephen King's top 10 list or something like that for a song.
Yeah. I had this song that I really. It's one of those songs that when you write, you're like, man, I will never put this on a record because I would just never do it. It's called Drunk All Around This Town. It's kind of one of those fun songs you do, and it goes over good live. And we ended up putting it on a live record, the Reconstruction, Scott Miller and Commonwealth record. He apparently loved it and named it one of his top favorite drinking songs of all time. So that doesn't suck.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It's kind of nice to have some famous people be fans.
Well, I sent him I'd never met him or talked to him, and I sent him a letter and a t-shirt. Like, hey, thanks, for the mention. And was it Entertainment Weekly magazine or something? It was a pretty big deal. And I don't know if you remember this, but I collect old typewriters, and I use them all the time, and I didn't even think about it. And I typed this little note out for him, not even thinking about the movie Misery or anything, and sent it. And it was like, oop. Hey, my wife was like, that probably wasn't a good idea. Oh, yeah. I'm not too bright.
Well, but at the same time, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
To me, I bet. Not to him. How many nuts you think probably write him letters typewritten? Anyway, I don't know.
Well, but I'm sure he was happy to receive your typewritten note. I don't know about anybody else's.
I don't know that he'd hang it above his desk or anything like that. But yeah, I hope he's glad. I'm glad I sent it.
Scott Miller in the WNRN studio. His most recent album is For Crying Out Loud, and a fun record as always with Scott Miller. Actually, one of the other kind of things I remember about your recent time here in Virginia, and I know you don't, you certainly have family here in Virginia.
Right.
You still live near Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yeah, right in the middle of it.
Oh, right in the middle of it.
Right in Knoxville, yeah.
You played when the Queen came here?
Yeah, they did for the Virginia's 400th anniversary. Oh, this is funny. They hired Scott Miller and the Commonwealth, and they sailed the Godspeed up the coast, and so there were like six shows, I think. There's one in Williamsburg, Annapolis, Providence, Rhode Island. There were New York and Boston. There was just a number of these celebrations that they did. Spent a lot of your hard-earned tax dollars, people, for this party that they threw. And the one that we did, I guess it was near Williamsburg or Jamestown, was the Queen and the President came. So we had to submit our passports, months ahead of time. We were all vetted and all this kind of thing. And we have a tour bus that we travel in. So we pulled up in the tour bus, and on the way, I'm telling the band, I'm like, look, I don't know what you've dropped between the seats on the road. It's not my business, but you're going to everything needs to be clean on this bus before we go through this security point. And they pull us off to way out in the middle of nowhere in this field. We're surrounded by Secret Service, and they get us all off the bus, and they search the under the bus with mirrors, I guess, looking for explosives. And they put dogs on the bus, and the dog alerts on the bus to something. And I'm standing there, I'm like, if one of you guys drop something in between the seats, you're gonna get me in trouble. And they rush in there, and they come off with the dog, and it was a chicken bone.
Oh, better high alert for chicken bones here.
It was a
national
chicken
security
bone.
Threat. So I guess they wouldn't want to hang out with our friends from Southern Culture on the Skids at all. So they
right.
always have chicken bones going on
box.
There.
Yeah. No, that was fun. I mean, that was good day.
Well, did you end up with Queen Elizabeth's top 10 drinking songs of
no,
all time?
No, I don't think so. No, they weren't. We played so early that day that I think we missed them, and the president missed us too. But I played a few songs for him.
Well, that's good. Scott Miller is here in the WNRN studios. He's playing a sold-out show at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall tonight. He will be back in the area February 3rd at the Southern right here in Charlottesville. What are you going to play for us next, Scott?
Well, you mentioned the Amtrak Crescent Tour, so I thought I'd do Amtrak Crescent. Well, the Amtrak Crescent, it's a northbound train. When you can't afford to stay no more in New Orleans. So I bought the cheapest ticket and I carried my clothes. And the blood beneath my eyes from a broken nose. 'Cause when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, a train rolls on. Well, there ain't no ham like the Birmingham to make a fella wanna stay in Alabama. So I cross into Georgia into Eastern time. I dare to eat a peach, take it off my mind. That when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Somewhere between right and wrong, somehow I manage to keep moving on. Searching for any place but where I am, and a first and second chance. 'Cause at a stop in Charlotte, found a hog's leg joint. It seemed like forever till we reached High Point. Now Lynchburg to Danville is a ghost-filled rail. Listen, you can hear the engineer's wife wail. That when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Virginia, you don't get along with anyone. And just across the river, you can change your tune, like all the politicians up in D.C. do. When life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Somewhere between right and wrong, somehow I manage to keep moving on. Searching for any place but where I am. And a first, second, a third, fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, and a chance. You know, it used to be pretty on the Eastern Shore, but now it's more New York down to Baltimore. It takes so much effort just to move one train. Why does everything around me have to look the same? Like when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Oh, when life goes wrong, it just drags on and on. On and on and on and on and on.
WNRN live music with Scott Miller this morning in the WNRN studios. He's playing tonight at a sold-out show, Mockingbird's Roots Music Hall in Stanton, and he'll be back in Charlottesville on February 3rd to play a show at the Southern. Scott Miller is in the WNRN studios this morning. We're glad to have him back. He's playing tonight in Stanton at the Roots Music Hall, Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. He'll be back in Charlottesville February 3rd and playing at the Southern. Well, I was thinking while you're playing Amtrak Crescent that one of my other favorite quote-unquote train songs that you do is the song Dear Sarah, which is one where you kind of are a little bit reminiscent of some of the letters from your family and kind of... do you actually quote some of the letters from, was it your great-grandfather?
Great-great-grandfather, yeah, from Bath County, Virginia. I'm wondering, Dear Sarah, if I actually quote... Yeah, there's... a line in there where he talks, there's a line in one of his letters where he talks about he lost his hat in a charge, and that it had been sunny, and that he'd gotten sunburned. And so I think that's a line in there, where the sun has turned me red or something like that. More of it's quoted, there's a song I wrote called Highland County Boy, where I really use a lot of those letters. They're, you know, like Virginians, we save everything, and there are a ton of those letters that we have.
Well, it's kind of nice to have a, you know, a personal family archive of, you know, the accounts of, you know, people in your family.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, that song, you know, starts, at least you, the song talks about being on a train in Stanton, that, mm-hmm. that you're going to be going to Richmond on a train.
Right.
And you know, there still are trains. I don't know if they're passenger trains, but there's still trains that go.
Well, the Cardinal that runs through Stanton, yeah.
Okay.
It sure does.
Well, I know they've got a nice little Amtrak station there.
They do. Oh, you know, and it runs, my mom, oh, they use the trains. Her grandfather was from Clifton Forge, and he worked for the railroad there. And, of course, they back then your family could use the trains, and they used the trains all the time to go to Roanoke or to Lynchburg or anywhere, you know. I'm afraid the rail system is probably beyond that kind of saving at this point for passenger rail. I mean, freight gets priority now, you know, even for passenger trains. That's why they're always late, because there's freight trains coming through.
Well, but, you know, the good news, though, is I understand the new passenger train they've put in, at least, I think, between Lynchburg, Charlottesville, and D.C. has actually been doing really well.
Really?
Above
good.
Expectations.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any passenger rail in Tennessee at all. But if they ran a line from Knoxville to Nashville, I would wear it out. Hell, I'd build it myself if they would let me use it, because I'm making that drive all the time across the plateau.
Right, right. And that's actually, I mean, kind of, I think people who aren't familiar with Tennessee wouldn't realize really how long it is between Knoxville and Nashville.
Yeah.
Because I always think when I'm going to Nashville, Knoxville's about halfway between Charlottesville and Nashville. It's not, it's a little bit more than halfway, but it feels like halfway.
No, and it gets some of that stretch across Tennessee is compared to that stretch between Charlottesville and Richmond, where it just sort of all looks the same, and it's sort of just this, where you think you're farther than you are, and Tennessee's that way, except it's about 6.5 hours of that sometimes. Once you get out of East Tennessee, which is where I live, and so that's the best.
Scott Miller's my guest this morning in the WNRN studios, playing tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. It's sold out there, but you still have a chance to see him in the area. He'll be back in Charlottesville, February 3rd. Another live tune for us this morning,
sure,
Scott?
Sure. I thought I'd do, this is a one off a new record. I better do something off a new record called Appalachian Refugee. Here we go.
On my knee, I'll drive whilst you can sleep, and get ready for the place we're going to. So blue, so new, and so deep. It's like you love your father so, and you know it, that he knows. And it's been years since you have seen his eyes so blue, so new, and so deep. You hear the voice of, by God, West Virginia, speaking through the fog that lies between oldest ridges that are blue, the oldest river they call new. Can only reach a place so deep to Appalachian refugees. Thank you. the body down, 6 feet beneath the frozen ground. Although its time's past, it passes on to you. Eyes so blue, old life as new, and love so deep. Hear the voice of my God, West Virginia, speaking through the fog that lies between the oldest ridges that are blue. The oldest river they call New. Bring all my children home to me, my Appalachian refugees.
WNRN with Scott Miller live in the WNRN studios this morning, and glad to have him back, and wishing you many safe and happy returns back to this area. It was nice to hear that you were in and around the area, I guess, back in December, helping your folks out. On they still have a farm
they
in Swope?
They still farm. We came up the day before the big storm hit there and got the cattle to market that Friday. And then I brought a couple of friends up with me. There's a couple songwriters in Knoxville. R.B. Morris, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I am.
Love R.B., and he's a good friend. And he came up with me and my old buddy Mick from the V-Roys, and they'd never done anything with cattle whatsoever, so it was hilarious. But we got them on a couple trucks, got all the cows to the market, and then we drove back through that blizzard and made it back to Knoxville that night.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm up all the time. So.
Well, good.
Can't
well,
spray for me.
Well, I'm glad that you're still coming back and visiting this area, and you know, many happy returns and to the area, and of course, right here to WNRN. And I hope you have a great time tonight with the benefit concert for the hospice, and also, you know, being there in front of your family.
I'm really looking forward to playing in front of my parents. I can't tell you.
Well, I'm I don't sorry. Know. I mean, it's all going to be
I'm
good.
I'm a grown man. I'm 41 years old. You know, I can throw a swear word around if I want. I don't know what I'm so nervous about. But anyway, yeah, it'll be okay.
It'll be good.
It's for a good cause. You know, if I'm going to suffer through this, then at least it's for the hospice house, which is good.
Well, it'll be excellent. So thanks again, Scott.